This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the second week of late spring. It's the first full week of the golden buttercup moon and the third week of the sun in Taurus. The Taurus sun warms the land so quickly that I keep having to watch closely where I am and what is happening. The middle of deep summer is not so far away, and I wonder how far, and I measure time ahead in flowers and fruit and seeds. And I count. Just one more week to strawberry pie and rhubarb pie, and then 2 weeks until the first orange daylily blossoms, and the 3 weeks until roses flower. And then 4 weeks until thistles bloom in the fields and the first mulberries are sweet enough for picking, and 5 weeks until wild black raspberries ripen, and 6 weeks until the very longest days of the year, when fledgling robins call in the bushes and fireflies mate in the night. 7 weeks until farmers cut their winter wheat, when cicadas chant in the humid days, and 8 weeks until thistles turn to down and silver Queen Anne's lace sways in the roadside. 9 weeks until sycamore bark falls, marking the center of deep summer, and 10 weeks to the seasons of peaches and blueberries, the time of singing crickets and katydids after dark. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the third week of late spring. In the meantime, don't do all that counting. Just stay right here with the first peonies and mock orange flowers and the lilacs, and everything is just beginning and is perfect the way it is.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.